It's Friday, March 7th, 2025, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. The suspect has been named and charged from Sunday's homicide in Hudson. Layoffs to the National Weather Service could have catastrophic consequences, experts say. State Republicans propose a pronoun-defining bill for schools and traditional and green skills shared in Prairie Farm on Saturday. Good morning. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. The man accused of killing a woman and involved in a three-hour standoff with police in Hudson on Sunday has been named. 54-year-old Chad A. Haworth was named as the suspect by Hudson police. Authorities said officers were called to his apartment on Sunday afternoon for a welfare check, and he made comments about someone being in danger. Haworth refused to come out of the residence, and a standoff ensued. It ended with him walking out and being taken into custody without further incident. Inside the apartment building, police found a shotgun and a woman deceased. The victim has not been named. Haworth was charged in St. Croix County Court with felony charges of first-degree homicide, mayhem, and aggravated domestic battery intending great bodily harm, all involving the use of a dangerous weapon. A $1 million cash bond was set. Trump administration layoffs at the National Weather Service have experts concerned. Bob Haig has a story.
We spoke with the weather guys, UW Madison meteorology professors Jonathan Martin and Steve Ackerman.
During times of severe weather, monitoring that and being really vigilant and giving warnings to the public, you pull back on that service, people are going to die who don't need to die. Simple as that.
Martin says it's a critical service.
The National Weather Service is really key in collecting the observations and making those forecasts and then making it freely available.
There are Weather Service offices in La Crosse, Green Bay, and Milwaukee Sullivan, and offices in the Twin Cities and Duluth serve western Wisconsin. The numbers to be laid off at the Weather Service and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration remain unclear. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
He said or she said, debated by lawmakers. Under debate at the state capitol is a bill that would require school districts to implement policies stating parents determine students' names and pronouns to be used by school staff. Oconomowoc Republican Representative Barbara Dietrich authored the legislation.
In our schools, we don't allow our kids to take a Tylenol without permission from parents. A major life choice, and transitioning and changing your name is a major life choice, is something parents should be involved in.
Transgender rights supporters voiced their opposition to the Republican-authored bill.
If these bills were to pass, I fear that young people would have fewer people to go to, that there would be an increase in bullying, self-harm, and suicide among our young people.
They need just one place to have their risk of suicide be reduced dramatically. This bill, AB 103, will take away one of those places.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers has said he'll veto any legislation he feels harms Wisconsin's LGBTQ+ youth. Wisconsin voters go to the polls April 1st to select a new Supreme Court Justice and State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Marquette Law School poll director Charles Franklin on how many people are paying attention.
Not many. So 39% say they've heard or read a lot about the Supreme Court race. 42% say some, and 19% admit they've heard nothing at all. On the superintendent's race, though, it's half that, only 18% that have heard a lot, 47 a little, and 35 nothing at all.
The Supreme Court candidates are Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel and Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. In the superintendent's race, incumbent Democrat Jill Underley is opposed by challenger Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant backed by conservatives. The new Marquette poll was released Wednesday. A day of educational skills will be held Saturday in Prairie Farm. Amargonski with details.
The Hay River Transition Initiative invites all ages to the annual Traditional and Green Skills event this Saturday from 8 until 4 at Prairie Farm School. A full day of learning from local experts and working together with the community to get to know your neighbors. Attendees will choose four workshops with topics ranging from natural remedies, backyard chickens, pie crust, solar power, wild and cultivated fruit, chainsaw safety, canning, and much more. Nancy Frank, Hay River Transition Initiative, explains.
This program was started to use the collective genius of our local people. And we created this event to have people teach the kinds of topics that they were passionate about or that they know a lot about to their local friends and neighbors. And we get to know each other that way and to have the community sort of pull together in a way that another area might not be able to do.
New this year is a selection of children's workshops, and childcare also returns. Registration begins at 8 a.m., $15 for adults, $30 for families, and under age 12 are $7. The day includes lunch and vendors. For more information and a complete listing of workshops, go online, hayriverti.org. I'm Amber Gonski.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.